The Allosaurus make a very wise decision to abandon the Stegosaurus and go for the Camarasaurus. That Stegosaurus just freed her tail and killed one of them. Well, they know now she can defend herself, so the sounds of the Camarasaurus makes it much more interesting of a target. So they move off and decide that's the thing they're going to attack, because if they can kill it, it'll keep them fed for 3 or 4 days.
At the sight of the Allosaurus, the Camarasaurus herd retreats, leaving its leader to face the threat alone.
Camarasaurus are herding dinosaurs. Their number one priority is to make sure that the babies make it into the next generation. When two Allosauruses showed up, their priority is to move away from the danger and take their babies. Unfortunately, that leaves their leader abandoned and stuck in the mud.
The Allosaurs approach carefully, circling to make sure that the Camarasaurus is firmly stuck in the mud. The anatomy of the Camarasaurus shows two weak spots, the flanks and the neck. A deep gouge or bite in those strategic areas could prove fatal.
Under normal conditions, there is no way these two Allosaurus would dare take on a bull Camarasaurus. But the fact that it's stuck in the mud has changed the whole battle plan. They'll attack him as long as they can reach one of his vulnerable areas.
Taking up positions on either side of the sauropod, the Allosaurs launch their attack. Teeth and claws, bite and slash.
The Allosaurus leap onto the side of the sauropod. They're trying to cut through the thick flesh. If they can rip open its side, the lifeblood of that sauropod is going to spill out on the ground, and that's going to end the battle quickly with no harm to the Allosaurus.
The Camarasaurus strains under the weight of his attackers, but in a defensive move, shakes them off. But not before the Allosaurus, using their large hand claws, have inflicted deep wounds in his flanks.